My name's Katie Ogley. I've been a member of JCI for about 8 years, I guess. And I've been president of JCI Doncaster for two of those. I'm still a member, but looking, now I've been quite active within the local chambers, I want to be looking more on the national scale. This is why I've come to be doing this event with Emma as part of her national calendar.
Brilliant. So what's the event?
The event is the JCI UK Pound a Day Challenge. So participants will be living on a pound a day for food and drink for a week. And then what they do is, we're doing it in aid of Save the Children. So what you would normally spend on your weekly shop, you minus £7 for that week's shopping, and you donate what you would have spent to the charity. So although, like myself and my partner, between us we're donating £46, which to some people might seem like a really big one-off donation, but we're not missing the money. So anything kind of offsets each other. So we welcome sponsorship, but what we want people to do is sacrifice something. So instead of saying, yes, I'll sponsor you a fiver, why not give up a bottle of wine in the week when we're doing our challenge to offset the cost of your sponsorship?
Brilliant. So you're not out of pocket and you're getting the benefits of a little bit healthier.
Yeah. It's about raising awareness for poverty as much as raising the money.
Yeah.
Because the reason we chose to Save the Children, because although they do essential work in developing countries, they actually work in the UK as well. And I think very few people realise how many people are living on or below the poverty line here in the UK.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Brilliant, really inspiring. So that's your challenge, and that, yes. Is that active now? Is that...
No, it starts on Monday the 14th of January. So we're getting prepared for it. We've all got our shopping sorted, diet plans ready, meal plans, everything like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And what would you say to anyone who's, this is the first time they've heard of it, and, you know, thinking, oh, how much preparation is involved in that?
There's not really that much preparation. One of the pieces of advice I've actually given to people, though, is make lists. Rather than going to a supermarket and buying random things, and then you might come to Thursday and have quite a few things left, but not have anything to make a meal out of, actually plan your meals. It's surprising that it's not as hard to do as we thought it would be.
Yeah.
If you buy core things and plan your meals out, and maybe make large sums, freeze them, put them in the fridge, things like that, it's quite... doable. We've had some people who don't think we can do it, and that just makes me even more determined to prove that we can.
Of course. Brilliant. And as you've said, it's a reflection of what other people are having to do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it's not a challenge for them, it is their life.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
All power to you. Brilliant. Thank you for that. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to this year coming up in JCI?
Well, certainly the conferences. I've been to European and World conferences for about the past 3 or 4 years. Gone as far, I think Japan's the furthest I've been so far. But next year is Monte Carlo for European Conference and Rio for World Conference, and I'm hoping to be at both. I'm definitely going to Monte Carlo.
Wow.
I'm just hoping that I'll be able to get to go to Rio as well.
Oh, fantastic.
But on a more sort of UK scale, I have been speaking to the National Community Director, because this event we're doing to reflect the UN Millennium Development Goals, which number one is to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. And we're thinking, this is sort of off the record because we haven't planned it in yet, but we're looking at, can we try and achieve all 8 by the end of the year? So do events for each one of the 8. So we've got 12 months to try and do 8. We've got one down in the first month of the year, so fingers crossed we might be able to try and do something for all 8.
Yeah, wow. Huge challenge, but as you said, if you're already thinking about it now, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.